Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined here by my co-host, Mike Ingram.
For all Mike Ingram.
No.
Alan Green.
Not Mike today, no.
Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communications, and somebody who's also not Mike Ingram, David Buick, Senior Market Commentator at Panmure Gordon. How are you today, David?
Top form. Looks like I'm going to have to be as well. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Right. I sent in my CV to the Bank of England, thinking that any day now they'd take me up on, well, at least being a member of the MPC. But no, Mark Carney stays.
The thing is, we weren't looking for instability. That's why we don't want your CV. Mm. Yeah. Simple as that. No. On a less jocular note, I think it would have been wrong if Mark Carney had gone. Because I think it would have sent out the wrong signals internationally. And I think there's still a lot of people out there looking to give the pound a pop anytime, any excuse required. Okay, in the case of Mark Carney, there are two issues that I had with him. One was slightly overstepped the mark politically. But he has a duty of care to say that in certain events, this is what he thinks might happen. What I think was he ladled it on, the Sodom and Gomorrah bit. I mean, he really did ladle it on with cream and sugar and everything else, which I think was too much. And the other thing I think he had was to adopt the Fed's forward guidance approach, which we all know, if adopted at all by any central bank, is nonsense. Because none of us know what we're going to eat for breakfast, let alone what's going to happen in 3, 6 months or 1 year's time as regards growth, and therefore interest rates. So I have noticed in the recent minutes that there have been no comments about forward guidance, and I suspect when the inflation report comes out on Thursday, there won't be. So just to say on Mark Carney, I think he's done a very good job, and let me explain why. I think internally, in the case of the people that he's got on his board, Sir John Cunliffe, who is a diplomat in Europe, who I think helps in the fact that he knows his way around for Brexit. Jenny Scott, who was at the BBC, handles communications. She's absolutely excellent. Kirsten Forbes on the MPC, Ben Broadbent on the MPC, and Andrew Bailey, he's shipped off to the FCA to look after, having done a fabulous job on banking prudence. And I suspect, I don't know, when Mark Carney goes in 2019, Andrew Bailey, I wouldn't say he was a shoo-in, but I think he's very, very close to being there. I think in the case of Mark Carney, it's disappointing that he won't stay the 8 years, and he is just staying over the line for Brexit, June 2019. I don't know the gentleman concerned, but I do know that his wife is English, and I do know his four girls are having a fantastic time over here. So I don't buy the personal reasons for cutting short, because I think Justin Trudeau has clipped his wings in terms of his political ambitions, because Trudeau, it doesn't matter whether you're a Liberal or a Conservative in Canada, he is the man.
Yep.
And I suspect he's going to be the man for 5 years anyway, so there is no hurry.
And he's more handsome than Mark Carney.
I don't think so. But nonetheless, should we not here to discuss
it? No, the only thing is, easy for Carney to go from, the lowering interest rates, lower. But if, let's say, the housing market collapses, how do we get out of this QE policy? He's going to have a lot of things to clear up by 2019 if it goes horribly wrong. Also, there's another leg down on sterling. I'm happy staying. So he may have to clear up the mess left us.
I think we need to understand, and I'm not talking down to you or lecturing to you, but I don't think Mark Carney makes these decisions on his own. I really don't. I mean, he's got Andy Haldane there. He's got Manoush Shafiq. He's got all kinds of people who've got international experience and know about these things. And I think for Mark Carney, however, what people might think if he's got an inflated opinion of himself, I think he just reflects the thought at the Bank of England. The mistake made, in my opinion, was to cross that line of what is guidance as the governor of the Bank of England and what is a political nuance saying, guys, I think you're mad going the Brexit route. Mm. That's not his remit.
So you don't think the mistake is the general central banker mistake of the post the financial crisis?
Well,
the race to zero interest rates and the race to QE, which has failed in Japan, and now we've got the same.
If you subscribe to the view that the buck sits at the top, then maybe you're right, Zach. But I think that the press and everybody around thinks that Mark Carney has had a collusion with George Osborne and they have decided we're going for it. I don't actually believe that. I actually think that the Bank of England and the Treasury gave very strong advice. Mark Carney would have looked at it, collated the information, and made his decision influenced by other people. It's very easy to say, you know, I don't care what you say, I'm the governor of the Bank of England, and this is what it is. This is the biggest thing that's happened to this country, economically and politically, since 1945. Yeah. And I think the bloke, if he'd taken all the decisions on his own, would have been bonkers. And I don't think he's done that.
Yeah. Finally, November the 8th, any wisdom that you can impart on that?
As I go to bed every night, I sort of try and bury my head in the pillow, trying to think that this US election is just a bad dream and that I'll wake up on November the 9th. It never will be so. Even John Kerry yesterday, speaking on a rival station to you, said it was an embarrassment, and it is. My thoughts are probably Hillary Clinton by a short head. I think the only thing that has worried me significantly, like Brexit to me, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't matter. And the US presidential election does matter because Russia has stolen a phenomenal march on the rest of the world, dangerously so. And if somebody, because of Obama's ambivalence to the whole thing, because he thought that the electorate couldn't deal with it, he has abrogated his responsibility as the leader of the Western world, the commander-in-chief, and he's guilty of allowing the thing to get completely out of hand by refusing to have any conversation with Putin. I think Putin, what Putin wants is demanding respect.
Yeah.
Respect is speaking to him. So I actually think we might actually have to back the truck up and have a little General Dynamics, a little United Technologies and some Lockheed Martin and a bit of Boeing and maybe some BAE Systems and all the other defense companies that we can think of and hope and pray that one of those two, Clinton or Trump actually do what they're paid to do, which is to help us defend the Western world.
David Buick, senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon. What a way to finish.
Absolutely.
We'll be back after the break.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.